Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Paul from Local Splash.
Thanks, Paul. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hi, is this Patricia?
Yes, it's me.
Good to speak with you again, Patricia. This is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke this morning regarding branding your business on Google, and I did want to follow up with you. I know you wanted to give it some thought, kind of check your budget. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No. I was looking through my email. I just didn't get anything. I thought you said you were going to be sending me some examples.
Yeah, I sent you an email at 10:36. The subject line is Local Splash, Local SEO, and Digital Branding Services.
Okay.
If you don't see it in your inbox, it might have been filtered since we've never corresponded before. And, of course, it might have gotten filtered out because we haven't
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, yeah, I've decided, to do it. So you said it was $2.99, right?
It is going to be an exact amount. It's a flat rate. It's all-inclusive, too, so there's no hidden taxes or fees. The website's going to be included as well. And it's Golden Tree Service, right? That's how you want the business spelled out, not services, just Golden Tree Service.
Yeah, so Golden Tree Service, LLC.
With the LLC, okay, I was going to ask. And we'll make sure that it's LLC everywhere that it's listed. And this phone number, is this the number for your customers to call? Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
And it's a smartphone. You can receive text messages. And then we do have the email address. It's kind of a personal email, which is fine. We won't show it physically on your website. There's a contact form. Most of the time, Patricia, you're just going to get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call you directly, but if they fill out the contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, because it's more of a personal email, that's totally fine. We just won't show it anywhere on the website. It would still be attached to the contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. Now, of course, the business is service-based, right? There's no physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you want the public to know about.
No, there's no, there's no address for that.
That's perfect.
Company.
I mean, and you have to go to the service. You have to go to where the tree is, where the customer is. So Google doesn't expect service-based businesses to have a storefront, and they certainly don't want to put your home address online. They don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. So you'll actually be listed city and state, not even, and you're in 89101, right, your home zip code?
Yeah, my zip code is 89121.
121. So you're not going to even have the zip code pop up. And then we were talking before about your service area. Like I said, we can go as far as you want us to in any direction. If you don't need us to go quite as far in a different direction, we can do that. We don't draw a big circle around you. So our client interview technician will talk to you in detail about exactly where you want to be found, okay? And then if you don't have any other questions, the next step is to schedule that follow-up call with your client interview technician, and he or she is going to get to the details of, you know, the services, the service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan. Do you have a logo at all for the business or not yet?
Yeah, I have a logo.
You do? Okay. So you can,
I can send that to you,
yes,
right? That's
yes,
what you
you
need.
Can send that. I was just about to say, you can send that our way, and then any photos that you want us to use, we can use on your website. And then, like I said before, the maintenance and updating of the website is also included. So at any point in time, if we send you a job and you take the photos, you want us to add more photos to the website, there's not going to be any additional cost for that. So I'm pulling up that calendar for the client interview. And then,
okay.
Oh, I wanted to do one other thing, and that's to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account,
mm-hmm.
another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and the answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Golden Tree Service LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to that security question. More importantly, if you get any phone calls from someone that they claim to be Google or say they're local Splash, make sure that they do have that information. They should be able to get you that information basically immediately. And if they can't give you that information, you shouldn't speak with them. And of course, if anyone were to call you, Patricia, and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, absolutely that would not be us. You would not want to entertain that phone call. Like I said on that previous phone call and reiterating at the beginning of this one, it's exactly $299. It's a fixed rate that will never go up. And now your options
okay.
here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet's name.
First pet. And then
yep.
what is the answer?
Rocky.
Rocky, R-O-C-K-Y?
Yeah.
Perfect. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then again, it's exactly $299. We're waiving the setup fee. The website's included. How did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
It's going to be a Visa.
Is it your name first and last on the card, any middle initial or the business name?
It's my name.
Okay.
And it's just a... it's gonna be Patricia Manuhano.
Is that M-A-N-U H-A-N-O?
Yes. Yes, M-A-N-D-U-J-A-N-O.
Oh, okay. Could you say that again? You said M-A-N?
D-U.
D-U.
Yeah.
And then J-A-N-O.
That's right.
Got it. Okay. You said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with the 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually uh-huh. ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. Hold on, give me a minute. Hello?
I am here.
Okay. All right. So the card number is 4342
mm-hmm.
5740 5825
okay.
9972
And the expiration month and year?
Okay. December 2029.
You said December, so 12 of 2029, and then the
yeah.
last 3 digits on the back of the card.
155.
155. So 155, 155 on the back. I've got 12 or December of 2029 for the expiration. Was the card itself 4352-4750-5825-9972?
Yeah.
And what is the billing address of that card?
89121.
89121 is the zip code. What is the physical street address?
Oh, it's 4941 East 20.
East 20th?
East 20.
Oh, could you spell that? I'm sorry, there's a little bit of like static in the background.
It's East T as in Tom. W, A, as in apple, I, N, as in Nancy.
Is that street, avenue, court?
That's avenue.
Okay, so 4941, you said East Twain Avenue, and of course that's 89121. Now, because we're a Google Premier partner, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It is recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. Now, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. If you have a question or want me to clarify my question, it is actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Patricia, and Patricia's P-A-T-R-I-C-A, right?
P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I said that. P-R-T-I-C-I-A.
No, it's P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
Okay, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
Yeah.
Okay, and your last name is M-A-N-D-U-J-A-N-O. So, like I said, you can stop me at any time. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Patricia, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
It will be Golden Tree Service, LLC.
Perfect. And that's exactly as I have that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Patricia Manujano.
And you're the owner?
And yes, I'm the owner of the company.
Perfect. And then Patricia, as the owner of Golden Tree Service, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for the business. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
That's right.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, and that is simply because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Patricia, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, obviously, with all the content that we'll be creating for Golden Tree Service, LLC, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Patricia, that's fair enough, right?
Okay.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create the website for you. And we'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any information if it changes for your business, that you submit any proof of insurance if it's required, any other information regarding branding your business online, photos. We ask that you send those to us in the first 7 days because, of course, failure to send us photos holds back the creation of the website. So within that time frame, do you agree to submit those items that we request in the first 7 days?
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to receive an email that's going to say something like photos needed, pictures, or action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send our way will help us. So any photos of tools or equipment, obviously any photos of the service vehicle. You know, there's not like a physical workplace and where you park the service vehicle and you're not using it for work, that's fine. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes, the business is licensed.
It is. Okay. Yeah. The LLC. So you can send us that information as well. If you have a business card, you can take a picture of that and send it to us as well.
Okay.
Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way is definitely going to help. Now, typically we'll do the client interviews first day, second day, third day. We're going to see what's available as soon as we can. Probably it looks like at this time it's going to be tomorrow, but that's still within the time frame. It's going to get the things going started here in a timely fashion. Now, within the first 5 to 7 days, that's when your tracking system is active, your reporting dashboard, because that's when all of the directory submissions will have already been created. 7 to 14 days is what they tell me to say for your website and Facebook ads. Honestly, your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website to be completed. And in my experience, the website really only does take about 7 to 10 days normally. But, you know, obviously, like I said, once we get it up and going, we can continue to make those changes. Days 45 through 60 is when everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed throughout your service area, listed for all of your services. So the first month is good, but the second month's going to be even better. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we'll continue to provide reporting, ongoing customer support, of course, making those updates and changes. Now, your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive. I'm going to waive that setup fee altogether. So the payment for the initial term will be charged today, the 14th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes, there's no fees, of course there's no lead fees, the calls come directly to you. Now this does include content on Google and Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, the Facebook ads are included at no cost, Siri on a smartphone, and in this case we are doing a website upgrade, so that means a fully custom website included at no cost. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. This is, like I said, month to month with recurring monthly payments on the 14th, I should say, of the month, and that exact same reduced rate of $299. And again, Patricia, that's a fixed rate. So you're going to see that $300 savings every month that you keep the service. It will never be $5.99 or even a penny more than the $2.99. And again, it would be billing on the 14th of the month. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason by contacting client support. If you cancel within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. And keep in mind that you can pause the service too. So if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you're not going to need to pause it seasonally, but you can pause the service if you get more work than you can take on, or you can stop at any time, really. So what I did want to tell you is that to prevent the charge bill to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date, and that's because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Patricia, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so in a minute or so, you're going to get a confirmation or welcome email. I'm not sure what's going on here because we verified that, I thought. But my finance department is saying that the card number is invalid. Now, I either submitted it wrong or I read it back wrong. But right now, all I have showing is 9972, the last four. Sometimes my system glitches and all I have to do is type it back in, even if it was correct the first time. But I have December or 12 of 2029 for the expiration date. And the last three digits on the back of the card is 155, right?
Yeah, it's
And the last four is 9972. The first one must be a 4 because it's a Visa, but I can't see any of the other numbers.
Okay, I can just let you know again.
Yep, thank you. And I'll read it back at the same time.
Okay. So it's 4342.
Okay. 4342.
Uh-huh. 5740.
5740.
5825.
5825. And then 9972?
Yeah.
Okay, let me update that. And like I said, I thought I had it right, and I thought we already verified that. But sometimes it just takes me having to re-enter it in our system again.
Okay.
Let me update that. Okay, so it's taking a minute, which means it's processing the payment. And I can give you that confirmation email or confirmation number in a second. But you will get it by email. Now, as far as the client support phone number goes, the support email, you'll also get that by email in a minute here. But if you have a pen handy, I'm more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I'll just wait for a
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'll get it by email in a couple of minutes. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can email, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same day. Unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, of course, then they will follow up with you the following business day. So the email, the welcome email is going to have our client support information on there, but to be honest, most of our emails do. The welcome email is still important, though, because it does have your login credentials. But you'll also get your login credentials once your tracking system is active. You'll get your login credentials emailed and texted back out to you along with the notification that the tracking system is already active. So you've got the welcome email. You also got the other one, the one that I mentioned before, asking that you send us those photos. Support@localsplash.com, that's the support email. You can see it on the welcome email. Photos@localsplash.com is for the photos department, but you can send anything you need to send to the support email, and they will forward it out to the right department. Now, the one other email that you received is actually the one that I wanted you to open up right now. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that, it's going to say, hello, Patricia. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Do you see that email?
Hello?
Oh, I'm here. Patricia, do you see the Local Splash Initial Invoice email?
Hold on, give me. Okay, because I got a text message.
Yeah, the email generated the text.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you see in the body of the email where it says, please click here?
Oh, yeah.
To click on the click here, it's going to be hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Now, this is everything that we just went over in the voice verification. So it's provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through that top part of it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but, I mean, just real quick, obviously, Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. But about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. So we do want to make sure that you're getting found there as well. And then obviously it's going to have the Facebook ads, the website, et cetera. Now, you can see the three boxes. One says I agreed to receive SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer, the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. We want you to click on all three of those boxes. And then in the longer box where it says click here and type your name, you can type or copy and paste your name. It does need to be an exact match. It's case sensitive, so your initials are capitalized. And once you have your first and last name in that box, click the confirm signature box. That does a few things. It's first going to let us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that it's a flat rate, that we've done the, or we will do the website for you. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate. and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Patricia, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it asks you for a username and a password, if it's trying to prompt you to log into your tracking system. Just let me know when you see that next page. Are you still with me? Patricia? Patricia, can you still hear me? I'm going to try to call you back. We do still have to find the best time for your follow-up call, your client interview. Okay, and I'm not sure if you can still hear me, but I definitely cannot hear you, so I'm going to call you back, okay?